settlements, a few main settlements led by Funanine East. And also the community members of the Scots Dean, Kaifontein, and our staff members, more especially the I understand that there is a legal unit as well as the communications. But I think before we start, we need to introduce ourselves, because it will be very good to when we are addressing each other, we address each other correctly, so that this is in a thing to MEC undawunapa. About members of parliament. Before I do that, I wish to thank the MEC for his response to the call by the portfolio committee. MEC is very much aware that he is also an executive authority, and he has to account to parliament in terms of the constitution. And we really, really appreciate that you really honor our request, because it means that you are very much you are taking serious parliament as well as the intergovernmental and cooperative governance, as we are as this portfolio committee. And once more, the city has been before this portfolio committee. I must indicate that to you, Honorable MEC. We have been sitting together for quite a long time, I think. Although this is a new council, but we have been sitting here from 2010. But with this new council, I think this is the third session, if I'm not mistaken, that we have held with the city on the very same matter. But at the same time, there's been coming before this portfolio committee to account on the other issues that are related to the human settlements portfolio. So I think we need to appreciate that as the portfolio committee, because we all understand what is our role, and we need to make sure that our relationship is maintained. But I also wish to indicate that although the MEC is the first time that he appears before this portfolio committee, we have been a relationship with him, because I remember in 2010, when this portfolio committee visited the province, we received a very, very warm welcome from the office of the MEC, and he managed to delegate senior officials to be with us to indicate that he is very, very cooperative with us. And on top of that, there was a task that was delegated by this portfolio committee to the MEC to assist the portfolio committee, because we met some challenges in one of the districts in the Western Cape. And we believe that the MEC should assist us by intervening. So that is why I think it is important to relate to the relationship that we have created with the city, I mean with the province. And I'm happy to say that MEC, it was last month when the city was here, that report was tabled before this portfolio committee, and there is a good progress in terms of the Blackburn. You remember the issue of Blackburn, local municipality. There's been a good progress through your intervention. So we wish to say we are very much appreciating, and we thank you very much for that. So I wish to give the opportunity to the participants to introduce themselves, Thereafter, I will give I will introduce the purpose of this meeting, and thereafter I will give the opportunity to the MEC to say a few words. Otherwise, we've got only two items today, this item, and then we'll release the city and the MEC and his team. Then we'll continue with the department, national department. We're going to deal with the second quarter report. Otherwise, it's not going to take much of our time. But in terms of the apologies, we do have apologies today because this program was set to we have to meet on Wednesday, but because of Parliament program, you know, Parliament is shifting and shifting and shifting, and now we had to negotiate with the MEC because MEC, we gave him a short notice. It was on Friday when I spoke to him. That is why we need to appreciate, because he responded promptly to our call. So we had to move it to Friday. We apologize for the inconvenience, because this is a critical issue that we need to deal with it, and it has to be closed. There has to be a closure on this matter. It has been long-standing. So let me, the apologies, I think Honorable Mkhalapa is apologized. And then the Honorable Duncan, we know that she is in hospital, so for quite a long time she has not been with us. And then Honorable Stole, apology, Mabchoba, and who else? He has attended the consultative forum meeting here in Parliament. She's going to join us very soon. And then DG has apologized. He phoned me, as well as Neville. Neville is attending the Marikana issue. They've been given a directive by the president to look at that issue of Marikana in terms of human settlements issues. So those are the apologies that are before us. Let me give the opportunity to members on our government and is that.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning. I'm Gloria Borman, a member of the committee.
I'm Maggie Mashishi, a member of the portfolio committee.
Morning. My name is Makosa Banjobi, a member of the committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, my name is Bongo Sematigizela, the Provincial Minister of Human Settlements in the Western Cape.
Good morning, I'm Councillor Ernest Sonnenberg. I'm the Mayoral Committee Member for Human Settlements in the City of Cape Town.
Good morning, my name is Nisiwe Ngongo, the acting COO from the National Department of Human Settlements.
Good morning, Honourable Members, MC. My name is Sonani Makati, Chief Financial Officer, National Human Settlements. Thank you.
Good morning, Honourable Members. My name is Dumi Mabalani, the Director from the National Department of Human Settlements. Thank you.
Good morning, Honourable Chair and Members. My name is Maurice Hichi from the National Department of Human Settlements.
Good morning, Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Sean Solomon from the National Department of Human Settlements.
Morning, Brian Denton from the Provincial Department of Human Settlements.
Good morning, members. Daniel Pinar, Head of Ministry in the Provincial Department of Human Settlements.
Good morning, members. My name is Fred Monk, Manager at Sub-Council.
A very good morning. My name is Seth Marpetuga, is the surname. I'm Executive Director of Human Settlements in the City of Cape Town.
Morning, everyone. My name is Jen Scoon, I'm with the Housing or Human Settlements Department now in the City of Cape Town as well.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Nicholas Bishop. I'm representing the Good morning, my name is Caroline East. I'm a master's student in social development.
Good morning, my name is Lucy Goddard. I'm here representing the African Institute of Policy Analysis.
Good morning, members. I'm Sari Daniels, Tricentine Communities member of the Tricentine Community Forum.
Good morning, my name is Walter Fugila Daniels, the Tricentine Community Forum Chairperson.
Good day, members. My name is Leslie Sigler. I'm from the Tricentine Community Development Forum.
Good morning, Chair. I'm Sheikh Andrew from the Tricentine Community Forum.
Good morning. I'm Christine Escher, Tricentine Community Forum.
Good morning. My name is Ntane. I'm with the IP Research.
Morning, I'm Bendulan Biasa from the IFP. From the IFP media.
Good morning. My name is Temba Kubula. I'm from the Communications Unit of Parliament.
Good morning, members. My name is Gary Roder, and I'm the legal advisor to the committee.
Good morning. My name is Kodi Jokasi, your committee secretary.
Good morning. My name is Leah Botswaya. I'm the researcher for the Popular Committee.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you me, Leo, dedicated to the
thank you very much. Let me just briefly indicate the purpose of this meeting. For the sake of the MEC, because most of us in this room, we are aware of the issues. But I think it will be fair for the MEC just to get a briefing on the issue. As I had indicated, that this is an issue that started in 2010 when the portfolio committee was approached by the Kraaifontein, Scottsdene Kraaifontein Community Development Forum. And the matter was discussed in the committee, and we have agreed that during that time, we were in the process of undertaking an oversight to the Western Cape. And then we agreed that, no, let's meet with the authorities of the province as well as the community. And fortunately, we did so. We had a very, very big meeting in the community. By that time, the MEC, we went to visit. And then the community members raised this issue, but we agreed that that matter, we could not discuss it and finalize. That was an information session. And we agreed in that meeting that the national department, provincial department, as well as the city, they must look at this matter and try to resolve it, and then they can come to the parliament and report the progress. And unfortunately, we didn't receive any response, but as the portfolio committee, we decided to put this matter on hold because the elections were underway, local government elections. So we decided to say, no, for this matter to be attended appropriately, let's wait for the local government elections to pass. And thereafter, in 2011, we also reviewed the matter, and we requested the community to bear with the portfolio committee, because we wanted the new council to settle, because you know when you get in the office, you cannot be bombarded with something and then you don't have, you say no, I'm still trying to collect the information. But we let them up to, I think it was towards August, if I'm not mistaken. And then we requested the city, and in fact, 3 years of government, they were requested to come before the portfolio committee and report. I mean, so that we deal with this matter. I must say, in our discussions, we discussed this matter, and we seemed not to be apart when we are discussing this issue. I remember in one meeting, Honorable Councillor Sonnenberg was part of the meeting, and during the discussions, interaction, we seemed not to be too far apart still, and we agreed on certain issues to be done, because our position was simple to say, whatever was presented by the city, citing the issue, because this is a long-standing, it's a pre-1994 problem. So they were citing the issues of the transition as well as the apps that we are having, the legislative process that we are having currently. But our position as the portfolio committee has always been consistent to say the transition cannot be an excuse, because you can't start something now and then you say you are changing. Whatever legislation or transition that comes, it has to be to seriously consider the existing situation that is there. So we were suggesting that the issue of the Kraaifontein community, more especially the original beneficiaries, should be considered, because they were given the land, they were offered the land, and it was withdrawn. So we are arguing the withdrawing of the project that has been always, was you have always, you have also, you have already created an expectation to those people. So that was the argument. But I must say, Mr. James Kune, on that meeting, really, he came to agree with the portfolio committee that there has to be something that has to be done. And we requested that now they have to go back. They have to go back and work around this matter. And they raised an issue now that this community development forum is no longer a development forum. There has been a structure that has been set up. And as the portfolio committee, we did not have a problem on that one, because government has got a right to set up the structures, but those structures have to be, they have to make sure that all the communities are participating. And then we agreed that to that structure that has been set up, these beneficiaries, community members, should form part of that until this process is completed. Because now you can't have a structure that is representing people and those people are not part of that structure. And we agreed on that one when we left here, that no, they must form part of that until this process is finalized. And then another thing that we have agreed upon, we agree that the city must provide the portfolio committee with the list of those beneficiaries that have to benefit from that project. And then we agree that they can hold on to develop that area. I mean, not to stop the development, because as Parliament, we can't prevent its development. But we said on this particular area, they must make sure that at least there is an interim, suspension for that particular period, because we expected this matter to be solved as much as possible. Because this is not a difficult issue. It's not a difficult issue to resolve. But I must say, in our last meeting, we were surprised to find that we are still given the very same story, the old story, and we did not accept that report. We said, no, they must go back. We are not accepting any report of some sort. The only thing that now we have to do is to request the intervention of the political leadership. And I think we're on the right track. We cannot drag an issue for quite a long time. And we have been fair. We have managed to pursue the matter amicably. And we find that, no, we are not going to reach any solution. It's rather to involve now the political leadership, and then we'll see what is going on thereafter. And then we'll agree on what processes to follow. So that is why we have invited the MEC. We really, really appeal to your intervention on this matter. And I believe that maybe the provincial department and the city have briefed you about the issue. But I would appreciate if even the national department, because 3 years of government were given a task to work closely together. That is our belief, because at the end of the day, we are one government. So we need to make sure that we work together when we are dealing with these issues. So I think the presence of the MEC today at least will give us a clear way forward on what we can do. With those few words, I wish to welcome everybody, but I'm going to hand over to the MEC to just have a few words. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, members. You are correct that I have been briefed. I'm very much aware of the history around the project itself, but as the time went on, you know, people tend to lose touch of the details, and I think we had to convene a meeting so that I can be brought up to speed with what is happening now, taking into consideration, of course, the matter at hand. Chairperson, the couple of points that I want to raise here, that I would want to make this point very clear, that during my discussion with the City of Cape Town, I made it very clear that no one must be excluded from benefiting from the project that is taking place in Scottsdale currently. However, there are a couple of issues that I want to raise around that particular matter. The issue that we are talking about the beneficiaries who are sitting here today and represented by committee members who are complaining or claiming that they should form part of the beneficiaries, I don't think, as you said, I don't think we differ with that, that the people who are here who want to be part of the people who are going to benefit from the project, we don't differ at all with that. I think the city and the province agree. However, there are a couple of issues that need to be taken into consideration, and I think after making this input, I would also want to raise a way forward in terms of how I think we should handle this matter. The first issue is that the type of development that was undertaken before 1994 was different from the kind of development that we are doing now. As you know, when the policy changed, then people, currently people are now qualifying for a free subsidy, etc., and that was not the case before. People were required to register for loans, etc. That's the first issue. And when I engage the city, because to me it seems very, when people are complaining that they've been left out, I mean, that seems like a genuine concern. And I was asking the city why then that concern is not being considered or listened to. The first issue here is that, according to city, and I'm sure my colleague will respond, is that the list of the people who are claiming to have been overlooked has never been finished to the city. And I think we must deal with that. And the city is saying the list that was finished to them is an incomplete list, because a list must include all the details. And there's a reason why that list must be finished. In fact, there are two reasons why that list must be finished. The first reason is so that together with the beneficiaries, we can indeed verify that these people who were left out from the project that was developed at the time, way about a number of earths were developed and a number of, some of the people were left out. And, you know, taking into consideration that at the time it was a voluntary process because there was no free subsidy. Now, the second issue is that the point that I'm raising, that we don't want to leave anybody out in this project, and I think that's part of the way forward. One of the reasons why we need that list, Chairperson, is so that we can check if people are part of our housing demand database or waiting list, which is part of the policy. And if they are not, then we can then convene a meeting with the community to verify. Because if people are not part of the waiting list, the second option is to convene a meeting with the community and verify whether these people are the people who deserve to be prioritized. And I think that's the correct way of doing it. Because if people are not part of the waiting list and yet they are claiming that they were part of the original beneficiaries, you need to verify that information in the community if they're not part of the waiting list. And I think that's one thing, that's another thing that we will have to do. So where we are now, because as you are aware, Chairperson, that we are developing there, and I think part of the reason why the National Department is here is to account on the work that has been done, and that work is the work that is coming from us as provinces. We are racing against time, there are targets set that we have to meet. So I think these things can be done simultaneously. I don't think, Chairperson, with all due respect, there's a need to put the project on ice while we're dealing with these matters. They can be done simultaneously, because it's a very easy thing to submit a lead, to verify if those people are part of the waiting list. If they are not, go to the community and verify if these people can be prioritized in terms of the current project. Because as things stand, I'm sure you are aware that in the current project in Scottsdale, there are 550 BNG opportunities. But over and above that, because as we all know that, we are now looking very strongly across the board at the mixed type of development in order to cater for people who are earning above 3,500. And to speed up the process, I mean, because the announcement was made by the President recently to ensure that those people who belong to the FLISP are catered for. So currently the process is underway. About 1,500 people have been the list, and letters have been sent to them so that they can fill subsidy form. And the reality of the situation as we're sitting here, we are not sure if some of these people, particularly from the area, includes the group of people who are here, because we do not have, according to the city, the list with all the details that we would need. Because, as I said, the important thing here to consider is that our view is that we don't want to leave anybody out of this. So that is where we are. So we have to make sure that we resolve this matter. But when we resolve it, we must also make sure that we follow all the proper processes in terms of the policy guidelines that are there. Because if we don't do that, we are then opening up a loophole where each and every individual or group can come to the city or the province and ask us to do things, ignore the procedures and policies that are there, and I don't think that's what the committee wants. So I agree with you that the resolution to this matter is long overdue, and again, it is so unfortunate that this matter came at this level before it came to me, because I only got to know about this matter when it was raised, when we had our engagement, as we normally engage from time to time. And that's when I decided to get more information from the city, and but this is where we are now. So in a nutshell, Shepherdson, what I'm saying is that we are very much, you know, interested to work with the group to resolve this matter amicably. Let us make sure that maybe from now going forward, of course, guided by the policy, as I said, we get the list of all the individuals concerned. We check them in our waiting list if they are there. If they are not, then we work with the community and find out if the people that we are talking about are the people that can be prioritized in the project. And any decision that we make must be guided by, as I said, by our policy, but involve the community as well, where we feel that the community involvement is important. So that's my view, Chairperson.
No. Thank you very much, MEC. I think you are coming up with a clear way forward, because as the portfolio committee, we are clear, we know the policies, we know the legislation, but we still maintain that, as you are saying, that we need to make sure that those people have been there and they have been given, there has been an expectation that has been created, and it's a legitimate expectation. And all of us, we have to make sure that we fulfill that expectation. We don't, wouldn't like a situation where the government is operating outside the prescript of legislative prescript. But at the same time, we need to consider government has got an obligation or whatever. I mean, you do have that opportunity to work. You are not a you have to work and think and consider creative and make sure that there are critical issues that need to be addressed. Otherwise, we're not claiming that each and every member of that community, this generation, they can get houses. There's a new development that is coming up there. The city presented that the whole development, so we are aware. They can take, but with this, there are only few people. I think just a couple, 100 and something. It's not even many people. So I really, really appreciate your input. But I think the MEC has spoken. I'm going to give the members to just to comment on this issue and ask questions if they have to. And then the community, when we are saying they, there was no list, those people, they do have a list. That is why I'm saying I'm very much happy that you are going to take part in this meeting. I mean, you are going to intervene now. It would be much better you get a full information from the community members, and then you will see, we'll take it up from there. They have got everything, everything. The officials from the city, they know they've got it. Maybe they decided not to take it up, but this is not a platform for that. Let's take a positive. Let's take a positive notion that the intervention of the MEC is going to take us forward as an executive authority of the province. Because the human settlements development, the competency is within the province. Yes, we know that the municipalities are accredited, but at the end of the day, the responsibility lies within the province. You can be accredited as a municipality, but at the end of the day, because you have to sign an IGR protocol with the department, provincial department. So that is why we rely on the executive authority of the province. And I think we can give you that a respect, honorable, let me see, that you deal with this matter. Otherwise, this was not for that. I think as the portfolio committee today would be saying enough is enough. But we are not going to say it today. Because as parliament, we have got so many avenues to undertake. But we don't want to do it. We are not going to do it until such time the executive authorities, yourself and the minister have dealt with this matter. We are going to give you that opportunity. Honourable Bonner.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, the Honourable MEC. And then I'm happy today we have the MEC, and then he has committed himself before this committee. And then as the Chairperson already spoken about relying on the authority, executive authority, we are waiting for the best results. I just want to check, Chairperson, because the MEC has promised us that for this list of people, he said he's going to prioritize them. And as he said, he's going to follow, I'm agreeing with you, when he said you're going to follow the procedure and the policies. But what I would like to check, Chairperson, I want the time frame from the minister, because he said he will deal with the matter, but he didn't tell us about the time frame. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank
you. Yes, thank you very much. We've been dealing with this for a long time. And I think today we certainly have a positive input into the meeting, and we do thank you for that. Sitting from where we are, it seems like such a simple process that should have happened here. At the end of the day, it's a beneficiary list. We are very aware in this committee of the problems that arise out of beneficiary lists, and we're dealing with it all the time. So we certainly like the process that you are following. I can't understand how we've come all this distance and we haven't been able to, if that's all it is, you know, is verifying a beneficiary list and there are not that many of them, how it's taken so long for us to do that. So perhaps you could give us some idea of what the problems have been relating to that, especially as the chairperson has indicated that the lists are available within the community. And I hear you saying that we need to verify see if already they're sitting on databases that you have. So thank you very much, and I want to, my point also is that a time frame I think is important because we also would like to see this come off our agenda. And thank you very much also to the city for, you know, your plans that you have. Those are also very exciting, but we do need to just resolve this little matter. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson. Yes, it is true that the committee has been dealing with this matter for quite a long time. For instance, I was not in the committee, I think, when the visit was made to Scottsdale, but we have dealt with this matter so many times that I think the story is clear even to me. I must also add, in thanking the MEC for the positive approach that you are indicating to us. We are therefore hoping that sooner than later the matter will soon be closed. But however, we don't have much time. 2014 is here and very close. And in my opinion, Chairperson, I think the question of time frames becomes very, very important, because I'm sure even the committee would not like to leave this issue hanging for a future human settlements committee. It would be good if, for instance, we could really complete the issue. Completing the issue does not necessarily mean that by that time everybody will be settled, but what it means is that the program will be very clear, will be moving, knowing that by certain certain time we will have completed and solved this issue. Now, I also want to personally, although the committee is aware that the lists are there, but probably we should give the MEC the opportunity to verify the list and satisfy himself that actually this is the list that he's going to deal with. It may change, it may not change, but I think verification, to me, is a positive approach. But the verification, of course, as we say, it must be the verification with the community. And I suppose those people who, for instance, are complaining will be involved during that verification so that they can be satisfied that now the list is the authentic list. Now, as you say, you are very keen, the department is keen to work with the group of people who are represented here. And they have heard for themselves what you are saying, and I do hope that even with the group that is represented here, representing the community here, from now on, we will try and move positively towards solving the issue. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, members.
There's something I wanted to add, to say, obviously, what we are saying now, we are leaving the matter largely to the MEC and the structures that be to ensure that a solution is found. But I am sure at some point this committee will want to know what progress has been made. So for that, although I'm not going to put a time frame, but I think that obviously we will need that report before the end of next year, 2013.
Before December. But to the MEC, let's leave it for MEC. I think all the members they are agreeing that they really appreciate and they are accepting what the MEC is saying. May I give you the opportunity, MEC?
There are one or two points that I want to emphasize at this meeting before the committee members. Also responding to the comments that were made by committee members. I am aware of the dynamics in our communities, particularly where we are developing as the government.
And you do find a situation where different groupings would want to compete for the resources that the government is pouring in there. And that's a reality that we have to face. And the intention here is that from my side, I want to make this very clear to this committee, that wherever we are developing, the intention is to unite our people rather than dividing them. And we have to make sure that we emphasize this point. That is why I'm raising this issue of ensuring that whether there are four or five or six groupings in that particular community, we must bring our community, our group, our members together so that collectively we make a decision that is going to be where the whole community is going to be part of, is going to be part of. So that is why I'm saying that the importance then of going back to the community together with the leaders that are here, together with the steering committee that has been elected, because the important thing at the end of the day is that we must collectively agree on the way forward with all the community members and emphasize this point that irrespective, you know, of our political differences in these areas, we cannot afford to politicize the housing issues. And that's the point that I always emphasize, and it's a point that I want to make here. Now, having said that, I am going to be now working together with the city, but because of the fact that this matter was brought to the attention to my attention, and I have to report back to the community, I will be taking a lead, working together with the city of Cape Town to resolve it. Now, the assumption here, that is why I'm sure we'll get those details when I engage the members that are here. The assumption here is that you have members here who understand the issue of the waiting list. That is why I'm saying I don't know as I'm sitting here whether the people who are here are part of the waiting list or not. And these are the things that we'll have to, you know, do, because the assumption is that members who are sitting here understand that in order for you to get a house, you need to be part of the waiting list, etc. And if they are not part of the waiting list, we will then have to establish as to why, and together with the city of Cape Town, with the community of Scottsdale, come to an understanding as to how we are going to deal, particularly with elderly people. Because if you are dealing with people here who are saying that expectations were raised, you know, prior 1994, obviously these are old people. These are old people. And the priority that I'm talking about, it's something that I've been preaching across the board, that we cannot afford a situation where the houses that we are building, we continue handing over these houses to young people while old people are still waiting for these houses. So it is because of that, that because from where I'm sitting, I see very old people who should be a priority when we allocate houses. So that's where the issue of the priority is coming from. And all these things we will discuss. That is why I'm saying we will get more information. And about the list, and I think it's a point that was raised again, Chairperson, by members, the information, as I said, that I got from the city, but is that that list, which was submitted to the city, is incomplete in terms of the information that is there, because it cannot assist you to actually check those people against our housing subsidy system, if they are there or not, if they qualify, etc., etc. But I think we will work with the community to get an updated list with all the necessary information that will assist us, you know, to do that. So that is where we are in terms of the information that is still missing from the committee members. And in terms of the time frame, I will be interacting with you, Chairperson, because I don't want to put my head on the block here. And I think members must be aware that there's a constant interaction between myself and the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. And I think After having our first meeting, we'll then assess, because the important thing is that when we come back here, we must come and report on the progress made, and not say one and the same thing that we are saying here today in 2 months' time from now. So the intention is that as we will be interacting with the chairperson, we'll give an indication as to where we are in terms of the progress, and then give an indication as to when then I can come and report back, chairperson.
Thank you very much, MSC. I want to MSC say, take a look at the colleague, a politician, I come at the time, a meeting. Mr. Sonnenberg, you are a politician, so that is why I invited you to this meeting. You are not going to repeat what the MSC is saying, but just say something.
For the sake of justifying why I'm here. Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think I don't want to take the meeting back. So I'm not even going to raise the issues as to perhaps why we were struggling to find common ground. But I need just to say that the proposal, I support the proposal that is made by the MEC. But in our last engagement, and I think Tumi can just testify to that, there was a proposal that we actually go to the community and we resolve these issues in the local community. You know, because the ward councillor who was present in that meeting raised the issue that we're discussing this at national level, but him himself is not even aware of these discussions that is going on. Therefore, the local community itself is not all aware of the discussions. And I think the proposal by the NEC is to that we should involve the local community, and that he's taken it upon himself to come up with a resolution, given all of the issues and concerns raised. I just need to say, as a city, we do still have reservations in, around some of the inputs being made, but we want to take this process forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm here now, and I'm not that.
Chair, thank you very much. Politicians having spoken, Chair, I think it's the responsibility of administrators and technical people to put actions into the plan. Chair, I think with all said and done, it comes now the responsibility of us, including the province and categorically to say the three spheres of government, to ensure that the matter and the action is brought into the table. And I agree with Mama to say it is our responsibility to provide the portfolio committee with the progress led by the MEC. And share with us to fulfill the expectations and the needs of the community and to put some sense of relief, because it's been quite a long time, Chair. We admit that. And I think it's time that we get back to the people and provide what they deserve. Thank you.
Mr. Danis, I don't think you have a problem on the proposal by the MEC, but you can just say something, because public participation is very crucial. So we'd like to hear from yourself. How do you feel about this view that comes up from this meeting?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, as a community forum, we have a problem, because the first one is that we don't have air conditioner, and the city referred to us as a small grouping. Now, we were there before even the current councillor was there. Now, at the meeting there, the councillor refused to recognize us. At that meeting, the councillor, even I was the first one who was nominated by the community, and he said, no, he doesn't stay here. Now, Chairperson, we have files here, information. The city said that they don't have information of us as members of or beneficiaries. Now, because it is a long time, Jay, from... there is files that is in possession of the city, in archives. File A2N3/11, 54/8. And another one is A2N3/2229/2. Hence, another one is A2N3/235/1/1. So all the information that they want from us are in their possession. Now, how must we give it to them? Now, we have our information, but the correct information is with the city, the most correct one, because they have the original files with them in archive. They know who the people were. They know how many people benefited. They know how many people is outstanding. Chair, the will to undo the wrong is not there. That's the problem with the city that we're sitting with here. And now we're running up and down, and time goes past. Chair, please.
No, I think you have made your point, but the issue is that now. Can you put off your... I think you are very much aware that the portfolio committee is very committed in making sure that this issue is resolved. And I wish to say the fact that the MEC is here before this portfolio committee today, it must, it's an indication that even the MEC is committed to take up this matter. And what we need to understand, yes, this song is that chief, but what we need to understand is that in government, you need to follow the processes when you are dealing with an issue. And so that tomorrow, there must not be someone else who's saying, I was not aware, when time comes. Because there will always be time that will come. That is why we are very much patient with the other spheres of government, because the constitution gave us that mandate that we have to engage until such time we feel that we have exhausted. Now, we know that the Minister of Human Settlements, by virtue of the department participating here, he is aware of the proceedings. But the MEC for the province has not been part of this discussion. And that was not a mistake, because we know that we have to call him after we have exhausted the discussions with the city. Now, time has come. We have exhausted our discussions with the city. You were here in the last meeting. We told them that now we would like to speak to the politicians. Now, here is the minister. So that is why we are appealing to you to give the MEC the opportunity to deal with the matter. And we must give him our confidence, because he is there to look at the issues. He is accountable to the citizens of this country. He's accountable to the citizens of this country. So he has to look at the issues in a fairly and justifiable manner. I don't think we can give him a benefit of, we can doubt him, he's going to handle this matter. We know it's just some touches. Let's give him an opportunity and let's trust him that he's going to do this matter. The only thing that we can request to him is that at least he must try to speed up the process, because as Mama Njobe was saying, we cannot deal with such a small thing for 5 years, for more than 5 years. 2014, I think Mama Njobe was referring to 5 years. 5 years. sinomsebenzi omkhulu kangaka we-delivery kwi-South Africa yonke, but sidile ne-small issue. And this issue to say people must go back and apply to the list, leyo na is totally unacceptable. But we know that MEC and I have captured it in a very, very positive way. He's not, I'm sure maybe Nivelo ondo, a minister, a tete lando, edla okethwa apa. Babe ni mamelisisini. Akathethi lento enidla ngokuyiva apha kule meeting yokuthi hambani niyo-applya niyoqala emsileni uba ngaba i-housing list yalapha e-Western Cape i-backlog ithi 700,000 so ningukuthi hambani ke ngunyoba ngu-701 akatsho njalo akatshongo. So I think let's give him the opportunity so that sithi yena sithi take up the issue noba siyisaphike because parliament yona iparlamente. At the end of the day, we are the highest body. And we have respect in a very constitutional distinction rules. MEC. That's a responsibility. So you better go away. So I've met another bad basically.
Is that
the former members of the Kraaifontein Development Forum, if the members who are raising these concerns now are not part of the structure, of the current structure, it does not necessarily mean that their grievances will be ignored. I think that's the undertaking that I'm making here, and it must be very clear that whether there's a structure in any part of the community, people are welcome to raise any issue with me as individuals, because the structure is not there to work as a gatekeeper to prevent people to raise issues that they're not happy about. So that is why I'm saying, the first thing that we need to do, that I am going to do actually from here, is to listen to this, to the group of people who are here, listen to their concerns, then eventually involve the structure that is there. But unfortunately, I was not there when the structure was elected. But the assumption is that there are democratic processes that are followed when the structures are elected. Therefore, I do not have powers, Honourable Member Pomen, to then tell the structure that was democratically elected to include other people. But what I can assure you is that any member who's coming from that particular committee who's raising concerns that are related to human settlements with me, I'm going to listen to those people. I'm not going to say you do not belong to a particular structure.
No, I think that is the process where we, that is our understanding. But I think that is our understanding, to say what we said. We did not say they must be form that structure. Because in my introduction, I indicated clearly to say we understand that there has been a structure that has been set up. But what we have been emphasizing is that when this issue is discussed, it must not be discussed by that structure without these people being part of those discussions, so that, I mean, they must not be excluded to the discussion until such time is finalized, and then the structure can continue, and we don't have a problem on that. So it's not an issue, even to these committee members. It's not an issue. They don't want to be the chairpersons or members. The importance is of them to be part. They want to be part of the discussions on this matter, because they are the ones who are going to assist in presenting the information. They've got all the papers. I refuse to take their papers, because there's quite a lot of my papers in my office, because I said, these three spheres of government must deal with that. The only thing I want is the report. So let's agree. Good. Leo, it's not an issue. Masi Valen, Madawitu. Ufono
Pinput. Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, thank you also to the MEC for his commitment. We also want to thank him for his commitment to get involved in the process in the very first place, and also for his commitment in indicating that he also wants to finalize the process. However, ma'am, what we want to bring to your attention is the time frame, and I think one of the members of the committee raised the time frame. We talked about a period of about 26 years now, the people for this process to be finalized. So maybe one thing that we would like to ask from the MEC is, can we have the extra mile from the MEC in saying that we will finalize this within the current project? Because if we don't finalize this within the current project, we need to wait for future development. The last development in Scotland was in 1977. So I'm just afraid if we don't include it in the current project and finalize it within the current project, we'll wait another 28 years. So can we have just that commitment that we can finalize within the current project? Thank you.
I think if you have been listening to the MEC, he is the one who indicated that there is a project that is currently running. And when they look at the issues, when you are in it, when there's these discussions taking place, they will check if how many people that were supposed original people, because we don't want new people. How many original people, how many that benefited, because there are people who benefited. And then the outstanding. Then they will check on that list, if are there any other those people who qualify, because not all of those people who qualify for the state subsidy. I think I understood him correctly. Not all of those beneficiaries, the outstanding beneficiaries, qualify for the state subsidy. And then, hence there is a development. They will look at those people. Consideration will be done if what can be done, because there is a development. I mean, there's a different development in that area. So they will consider those issues. And when you see Ukuya confirm, even amongst yourselves, he's just seeing old people. So he is agreeing with you and with all of us that really this matter has to be taken seriously. Elder people must be prioritized. So I think let's not take it further. As we're saying, time frame, I'm going to communicate with the MEC. We are communicating. We are still going to communicate. But what is important, let's make sure that this matter. And now, yeah, we understand. But MEC will finish only yesterday. As I was saying, Minister Limpone, only Friday. So Londo Ibonagali Suguti Kwayena, who committed, who managed the meetings, but Damtaela, that please, this matter has been here for quite a long time. We cannot extend this meeting. On a commitment, we cancelled on Bonfili Dial. He cancelled his dial. So that is why I was saying, let's get him tempted. Let's get him
tempted. In less than a minute, in terms of the way forward, what I'm saying here, because it is my intention that people who deserve to be prioritized should be prioritized in the current project. The intention here, as we said initially, that the people who are raising these concerns are not excluded. Now, as things stand now, I mean, I think I said that before, is that most people understand that you should be part of the waiting list, and the assumption from my side is that the people who are here are part of the waiting list of the city. If they are not, then we'll find out why and then how do we resolve that. That is what we said. Now, in terms of the way forward, in the next 2 weeks, maybe let me put that very clear. In the next 2 weeks, I will look at my diary in the next 2 weeks and convene a meeting. Because one of the first things that need to be done, Jefferson, is to look at that list and then check that list against the city's waiting list to see how many people from that list are part of the city's waiting list. Because as we speak now, the city has drawn a number of people from its own waiting list, and they've written letters to those people to say, fill in the application form in order for you to be considered in the current project. So that's the first thing that we are going to do. So, because we need to get that credible list with all the information that we need in order for us to check those names against the waiting list. So once we do that, we'll have an indication and an understanding as to how many people who are part of the waiting list, and how old are these people that we are talking about, etc., and then we'll take it from there. But we want this to be resolved. Let me just say, Chairperson, I want this to be resolved within this financial year, because we only have 6 weeks before the end of the year, and that's the reality, only 6 weeks. So the commitment that I can make here is that I want this resolved before the end of the financial year, not the end of the year. I think that must be noted.
Thank you very much, honorable members, and